Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 FM in Denver, and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa, and I first want to thank CB & Potts once again for coming aboard as our newest sponsor. CB & Potts has been the home of the CSU Rams since 1974. Today, there are five Front Range locations, one across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, C-470 and Broadway and Highlands Ranch, and of course the original 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins, home of the Jim McElwain Show every Thursday night. Craft beers, great food, and all the football you can handle at CB & Potts restaurants. I'm excited to welcome John Morris, CSU's Interim Athletics Director, to join me for this next segment. Thanks for coming on, John. John, I know that there's a lot going on in the athletic department right now, a lot of good things happening. You basically are now, and you have been, even under former AD Jack Graham, in charge of running all the day-to-day operations. How is the overall health of the athletic department now compared to, you know, back in June 2012 when you first arrived?
You know, I actually think we're in great shape. But, you know, I should first start by complimenting the folks who were here 2 years ago and still are. This department was in great hands. Lots of good people working here when I arrived, doing great things for Ram Athletics. And so much of it, as you know, Joel, is about people and having good people who are committed to the cause and having the resources to invest in those types of people. And, you know, over the last 2 years, we've really increased our abilities in the areas of sales and marketing. We've increased our development staff. Obviously, a big part of that relates to the stadium, our business office capabilities. And, you know, we've added in other areas, too, in the strength and conditioning staff and really all throughout the department. We've solidified our sports offerings. You know, it was really hard to discontinue water polo, but adding women's soccer made all the sense in the world for this university and this state, signing a new deal with Under Armour. We've had a lot of good facility upgrades to Moby. You know, we recently completed the $9 million job to rebrand Moby. We opened our new athletic training center. But perhaps more important than any of that, we just got a great stable of coaches that just are all about excellence across the board. And you're starting to see those results this year. And I'll even, maybe I should have talked about this first, but academically, graduation rates, we continue to lead the Mountain West Conference in graduation rates, so we're getting it done academically too.
John Morris is our guest, Interim Athletic Director at CSU. John, there are a lot of good things, and you've done a great job outlining it there. Still, when you look at where you previously came from, you spent about 8 years at Washington, in the Pac-12, what kind of, you know, challenges do you face when you don't necessarily have the finances like a Pac-12 school, where they've got millions and millions of dollars coming through from a TV contract standpoint and, you know, a lot of tradition, so selling tickets isn't necessarily as difficult there? And what kind of challenges when you came here did you see? And I know you've been at Sacramento State as well, so you've seen a lot, you know, both sides of the coin already, but how different is it being in charge of a program from the Mountain West, a program like Colorado State University, as opposed to Washington, from a conference like the Pac-12?
You know, there are challenges, and most of them do relate to money. I mean, some of the challenges we face is obviously we need to get the football stadium issue resolved, and we have some other facility needs, and you know, we need to invest in some of our Olympic sports a little more. And at a school like University of Washington, the numbers are bigger. And as you noted, you've got that kind of, you know, that pretty big number coming in on the media rights deal that really supports what you're trying to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, the challenges aren't really all that different. I mean, at Washington, we were trying to build a $250 million stadium and raise the money to do it. We raised $50 million, and the rest we financed through premium seating and all that, not unlike what we're doing here. At Washington, we desperately needed a new baseball stadium. Here at CSU, we need a soccer facility and some improvements to our softball field. But, you know, so there's a lot of similarities. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, it's Division I athletics. It's not that different. The numbers are smaller. We've got outstanding coaches who are passionate about winning and teaching the young men and women who represent us as student athletes. And we've got awesome student athletes here And that's what it's really about. And in those respects, it's not any different at all.
On a positive note here, with the way things are going with football, 7-1, back-to-back sellouts, what does that mean, particularly financially? What's the windfall that the athletic department gets from those sellouts? I imagine you didn't project those in your budgeting at the beginning of the year. So to have those back-to-back sellouts and the prospect of additional great crowds in the last two home games of the year, how does that affect you guys in you know, can you share some of the figures, how that benefits in concrete terms for football in particular?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And you're right. I had a lot of confidence about how this team would perform this year. But and you could see it coming from the last 2 years. Max been building a lot of momentum here. And you could see and feel a great year coming. But to your point, I'd be lying if I told you that I predicted anyone, you know, back-to-back sellouts. Hopeful of that, but certainly didn't predict it. Now, in terms of budgeting, we did project higher revenue from football this year because you could see what Mac was doing. You could feel people getting on board with how we ended last season, the interest in season tickets coming into this year, and that awesome win in the New Mexico Bowl over Washington State. So we did project some higher revenues in football, but just to give you a few numbers, you know, putting season tickets aside, if you look at individual game tickets, our UC Davis game at the start of the year, our revenue from that single game, from individual game ticket buyers, was in the range of $80,000 to $90,000. Then our Tulsa game, as we continued to win, individual game tickets was somewhere in the mid-100,000s of revenue from that. And then the two sellouts, the individual game ticket figures were in the 310,000 range. So wow. We certainly didn't predict that, but you can see the difference that the successful football program and how they've been doing, how that's impacted sales. It's been so awesome to have sellouts. And for all the fans who are listening, just wanted to thank everyone for coming out. We've gotten really lucky with the weather. Hopefully they'll stick with us if the weather doesn't stay quite as nice. It means the world. I mean, we can talk about money all day, but it means the world to these young men to have those stands filled with students and fans. They love playing for their fellow students and the fans. And all those guys could talk about after those last two sellouts was how great it was to play in front of a crowd like that. It meant the world to them. So it's just been a blast.
Johnny, yeah, and it makes such a difference for the fans as well when there's a full stadium and it's loud and it's raucous and people are into the game. It just makes the whole game day experience that much better too. So there's nothing but positives with seeing the team at 7-1 playing great football and seeing good crowds. I spent probably 10 years on the Ram Club Board of Directors. I've done a lot of fundraising over the years for CSU Athletics and the Ram Club. I would imagine it's a lot easier to grab Ram Club members and bump up their donations at this point with this success than we had, you know, in the years of 3-9 and 4-8. And you know, so yeah, have you seen a bump in Ram Club and interest in donations in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I had the figures for you, but I mean, as they say, there's no better marketing than winning. And you can really feel it. You know, we just talked about ticket sales on an individual game basis, but we can feel it across the board with the Ram Club. I mean, last year, again, I think you could feel it coming with the success that basketball had a couple years ago, the success that volleyball continues to have. I mean, we had a record-breaking year last year. The Ram Club raised more than ever in their history, over $20 million for both capital projects and scholarships. So that does include some of the stadium gifts. But, you know, just pure cash for scholarship support grew by over 28% last fiscal year. And, you know, our legacy scholarship program is up to over 50 members. And you can just feel the donor engagement increasing. The Ram Club numbers are up. Yeah, it's everything comes a little bit easier when you're winning. But you know what? At the same time, I know you were involved doing that 10 years ago. One of the great things about our supporters here at CSU is they stick with us through thick and thin. So even through those lean years, our donors and fans and supporters were great to us. And it is so fun to be out of those football games and talking to those fans that have been tailgating for years and seeing the smiles on their faces and how much fun they're having, those fans that have been with us through thick and thin, we've had very loyal fans who, even when it was a little leaner, stayed with us, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I tell you, the tailgating scene is, no matter what, it's so much better when the parking lot is full and it's got that festive atmosphere. It's been spectacular the last couple weekends up in, at Hugh Stadium. John
yeah,
Morris is
a great...
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, it's just a great energy out there, talking to folks out there. You can feel it in the air. And one of the things I observed is just being around town the last couple weeks. It's nice for athletics to be giving something back to the university, to the community, to give it a point of pride. If I'm out at Fort Collins Soccer Club at my son's game, you know, just hearing conversations among people about, are you going to the Rams game? No, I couldn't get tickets. And just being around Old Town and hearing people talk about the game and the energy that creates, it's just fun to feel that in the air.
John, I have a couple more minutes, a few more minutes here. I know that CSU still has a lot of work to do on the football field and needs to get a lot of help in order for this to happen. Particularly, let's just look at trying to make the Mountain West Championship game. So you obviously you need to win out and you need to have Boise State lose to have that happen. I imagine that there's pre-planning that goes into all this, possibility of hosting at Hugh Stadium. How does that work from the standpoint of the logistics of hosting? And then in addition, from a ticket standpoint as a fan, you know, what I imagine this is not going to be part of a season ticket package, so this is going to be an additional revenue stream. Does all that go to CSU if this should happen, or does that split among the conference? How does all that work?
Well, it's actually complicated, and it's funny. I to even be talking about this topic is exciting, and I haven't wanted to jinx it, so I haven't spent a whole lot of time with the football championship manual, but I will tell you the Mountain West reps have been up here a couple times to you know, they're actively working on making sure whichever site ends up hosting, they have hotels set up, that the stadium has everything they need for the championship. If we were fortunate enough to end up hosting it, we would be responsible for the majority of putting on the game, selling the tickets, all of that. But to answer your question, the revenue belongs to the conference. Now, they, of course, will reimburse both teams for their travel expenses, and, you know, as football teams always do, they would pay for us to stay in a hotel here in town before the game. And both the visiting and the home team get a small honorarium paid out of the revenues from the bowl. But in reality, all revenue generated by the bowl, I keep calling it a bowl, the championship game, would go back to the conference. But it would be our job to sell the tickets. The visiting team would get an allotment. You know, there's a lot of logistics you have to walk through to make sure it feels more like a neutral site game than a Colorado State home game. So you would feel that difference attending the game. But these are conversations that have just started to heat up a little bit. And we'll work through it, and we'll be ready if we end up fortunate enough to be in that position.
I got about another minute, and I have a couple more questions I want to ask you. Okay. I have so many questions around the stadium that I won't have time to dig into. I guess, though, I'll just ask it in simple terms. You know, we're down to these final four options that President Frank has laid out. It seems to me that three or four are the best of the four options. There's a lot of pros and cons of each. But in your mind, in simple terms, I mean, are you confident that no matter what option is selected, do you believe this stadium will get done?
Yeah, I have the highest confidence possible in Tony Frank and the leadership he provides for this university. He always has the best interest of CSU at heart, and we could do a whole segment on the stadium for sure. But when you look at those four options, Tony and the Board of Governors will ultimately make that decision. I have a high degree of confidence that we will end up with a great result for CSU, and I'm very hopeful and optimistic that we will end up with an on-campus stadium under option three or four.
And lastly, John Morris, Interim Athletic Director, is our guest. One more question. With Jack Graham no longer involved, you're the interim guy. There's a committee that'll be doing a search. You'd like to take that interim tag and remove it and be part of the mix, I assume. Is that strange for you to be kind of running the show, you've been running the show, yet there's a committee that's looking outwardly at, and you would like to be one of the people that is considered. How has this process been for you so far? Have you even had time to really dig into it?
Well, you kind of hit it there at the end. It's not uncomfortable at all. It's very common in this industry to have an interim in charge for a while. I was gratified they didn't ask me to be on the search committee, because that wouldn't have been a good sign.
Right.
But you know what? You hit it on the head with the way our volleyball team's been going, and cross country and soccer and certainly football. There hasn't been a lot of time to think about it. As you probably read, the search has been delayed until after the stadium decision in early December. So there's still plenty of time to think about it. But you know what? It is. I'm actually glad they're doing a search and having a search firm and a search committee involved. You know, I wouldn't want it if I didn't compete for it and earn it. But this is an absolute dream job. You have the best university president in the country. You've got an awesome university, world-class research institution in CSU. You have one of the best places in America to live and work, and you've just got first-class student athletes, coaches, fans, and alums. So this is a dream job for anybody.
Hey, John Morris, thank you so much for your time. We're out of time for this segment, but I really appreciate you joining us. Go get us a win Saturday.
Sure, happy to join you. Thanks. I'll do what I can. Thanks for having me on, Joel.
All right, thanks. That was John Morris, interim athletic director at CSU. You are listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.